Sister Norma Giannini had earlier pleaded no contest to two felony charges of indecent behavior with children when she was a Catholic school teacher in the 1960s. At Giannini's sentencing hearing today, one of her victims, James St. Patrick, urged Circuit Judge Joseph Donald not to go lightly on the retired nun.
I worry about what you see when you look at Sister Norma. I worry that you see an old woman acting haggard, living in a nursing home, being bothered about things that happened 40 years ago, where she really manages to pull off a pathetic picture. When I look at her, I'm able to see past the character she has been playing every time she decided to show up in court. It's obvious to me that she is still just a pedophilic beast.
Giannini could have been sentenced to 20 years in prison, but will do 12 months at the Milwaukee County House of Corrections and be on probation for a decade. Judge Donald also rejected claims for financial compensation for the victims. Donald accepted the defense attorney's information that Giannini's religious order in Chicago pays her nursing home costs.
I do find that this defendant has no ability to pay restitution, and therefore I will set restitution at zero.
Giannini could still be sued in civil court. The Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, says it's glad Sister Giannini is going to jail, but says the sentence is lighter than that given to some male clergy who have sexually abused kids. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.